net. Well, the first day of spring is right around the corner, March 20th, and that means spring cleaning, gardening, and Easter get-togethers are not too far behind. So what pet owners may not realize is that these annual events can also expose their animals to potentially deadly toxins. Here to tell us more is Tina Weissmer, Medical Director of the ASPCA's Poison Control Center. So now, what are some pet dangers that people might not generally be aware of in the spring?
Sure. So certainly, as you said, spring cleaning, we have our cleaning products, and the biggest problem we see are animals that then can get, you know, under the cupboard into the other cleaning products, or people that don't empty that mop bucket afterwards, so animals can drink out of that. Also, we have to start thinking time to garden. So you may have some toxic plants out in the garden, or you may be using things like insecticides, which definitely we want to keep away from our pets.
Oh, wow. Well, what types of plants are bad for the dogs?
Sure. When we think about poisonous plants, someone once said to me, why are all the pretty plants poisonous? And it's because they can't run away. It's their method of chemical defense. So things like azaleas, rhododendrons, lily of the valley, you know, foxglove, all of those can be very poisonous to your pets.
So generally speaking, when you're walking your dog, you just need to make sure that they stay away from anything that looks pretty.
Exactly. And, you know, your old dog may not have had any interest in chewing on those shrubs in your yard, but your new puppy may be a totally different story.
Oh, okay. Now, are there certain dog breeds that are more likely to get into something that they shouldn't?
Oh, Labrador Retrievers are our number one breed that we get calls about here at Animal Poison Control. You know, they're big dogs, so they can get on the counters, they can get on the table. They're also very active, and being retrievers, everything goes in their mouth.
Oh, yeah, my grandmother had a lab. Oh, they're just gorgeous, wonderful dogs. I love them. So now, what are some of the symptoms of pet poisoning? How do you know if your dog is sick?
Sure. So the signs are really going to depend upon what your animal has gotten into. It could be something like vomiting. It could even be seizures. Or your animal just may be really lethargic and, you know, tired. So you know your pet best. If it's not acting right, it's time to give your veterinarian a call.
Okay. So what should you do if your pet ingests something dangerous?
So definitely call your veterinarian. If it's after hours, you want to find out, does your veterinarian take their own phone calls or do they refer to the emergency clinic so that you have that number easily available? They're going to ask you a little bit about your pet. Does it have any health problems? How much does it weigh? And what could it have gotten into? They'll then be able to assess, okay, we can manage this at home, or, wow, this is a big problem. You need to come in and see us immediately.
Okay, and where can we get more information about this?
Sure. We have a really nice website. It's got a lot of pet-proofing your home tips because, of course, prevention is very important here. And it also has, like, toxic and non-toxic plants. And our website is aspca.org.
Ah, well, great. Well, thank you so much for talking to me this morning, and thanks for getting the word out about keeping your pet safe.
You're welcome. It's all about education.
Absolutely. Have a great day.
You too.